Have you ever wondered about this this COVID-19 stuff? And have you ever wondered about how the whole world can be shut down over a thing called coronavirus, which is, I think, in the American Journal, states that a coronavirus is a common cold. So they've kind of shut the whole world down. They're bankrupting the whole system. The whole commercial system of the world is at its knees over a common cold that's been sold to the population as some dangerous, deadly disease that's going to kill everybody. And yet, there's been no evidence of that. And even people like the World Health Organization, their so-called doctors and their spin doctors and their scientists have made these big global predictions on how everyone's going to die, and yet they've all sort of backtracked on everything and are trying to say, oh well, maybe that's not quite true, which it's not. I think here's one here. It was done by Ian Ferguson at the Imperial College in England. There's one done by COVID-19 hoax started here at the Imperial College in London by a man called Neil Ferguson. He was also involved in some other outrageous predictions that caused a massive millions or even billions of dollars worth of loss in previous predictions, just like this one has come up. But it's strange that this one, the Imperial College, has got funding here by many different projects, but just the funding on COVID-19 and vaccines, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to the tune of about $5.6 million. But that's not all. He's funding many other projects. So of course, it would suit Mr. Gates and all of the World Health Organization, which are really big companies, it would help them to make a lot of profit if all these deadly diseases came out and we're all going to die if we don't take their vaccines. We've lasted this long without it all. The world, as they say, it's coming to 7 billion population, all without these vaccines, and all of a sudden we're all going to die. But you ever wondered that there may be another reason what's happened? I wonder if COVID-19 is a hoax or a smokescreen for something else. Because we found in an Interpretations Act, 1901, Section 2B for Australia. But this system works all over the world. This works for United States as well. It works for Britain and England. And what it basically is happening is that these companies or places like the British Admiralty and the Queen are finding or taking over, or in this case, finding small uninhabited islands and claiming sovereignty on those islands. And then from that island, they register a company with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, and then call such a company maybe Commonwealth of Australia, and then offer that company as an administration purpose or administration ship or an administrative entity to administrate the lands of this country here called Terra Australis. And if they did that, well, then they could get all the nationals of this country called Terra Australis to join their company and think that their company is the real country here as Australia. Now, that's a pretty far-fetched story. But what we found in this Acts Interpretation Act 1901, Section 2B, is the definition of Australia. Now, I have known about this Act for a while, but I could never really quite understand how this Act worked. It didn't make sense until I understood the word include. And as a maxim, the word include is used in legal situations. It has a maxim, and the maxim is that what is included excludes all others, or it's an inclusio exclusio word. So once you've used the word include, then it is not and or as well as. Once the word is used, such as include, it excludes everything that's not said. Which means that this act suddenly makes sense. And it's sort of even been backed up by some history with Flinders, who also mapped, or did a lot of mapping around Australia, or sailed around Australia in a small boat. I think it was called the Tom Thumb. This act of 1901 states the definitions of Australia. And Australia means the Commonwealth of Australia and, when used in a geographical sense, which is in reality, when used in a geographical sense, includes Norfolk Island, the territory of Christmas Island, and the territory of Cocos Keeling Island, but does not include any other external territory. In other words, what it's saying is Australia is Norfolk Island, and it is not this country that I'm sitting on, which is what I thought and assumed all these years was Australia. But according to history, and probably even Matthew Flinders, he tried to call this country Australia because it was called Terra Australis. Before that, it was called Terra Australis Cognito at about 350 or 400 AD. They've known about this country for a long time. But I guess it was probably not really officially mapped. But around the 1500s, when it was discovered by the Dutch sailors, they then named it, obviously. But it got the name, or kept the name, Terra Australis. Of course, it wasn't cognito anymore because it was found. So it was just became Terra Australis. And from what I can gather, that's the geographical name for this country, and that hasn't changed. Which means that anyone that claims to be a national of Australia, or national of the Commonwealth of Australia, or a citizen of the Commonwealth of Australia, or an Australian citizen, what they are saying is they are claiming citizenship as to be a national of Norfolk Island, which is not this country. And it also appears that the British Admiralty that did find Cocos Keeling and Norfolk Island and the Christmas Islands under terra nullius, which meant that it was not occupied, whereas Terra Australis was occupied, so they couldn't claim terra nullius on this land. So they had no sovereign claim over this land. They never had it, they never will have it, and they never can have it. And under international law, that would prevent them. But there's nothing to stop them from setting up an administrative company on Norfolk Island, registering that administrative company with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, calling that company Commonwealth of Australia, then offering it to you to join up as a debtor of that corporation, as someone that pays all the bills of it, in order to administer this country. But the trick is, you left this country and joined Norfolk Island because that's what you claimed it is. And even if you say you were born on Australia, legally that says, well, you were born on Norfolk Island, because this document legally states Australia means Commonwealth of Australia and when used in a geographical sense, which means in reality, includes Norfolk Island. In other words, the Queen, in sincerity, not in all sincerity, but in sincerity, which means bullshitted to you and set up a fake trust, and sucked all you stupid idiots into believing that this country, Terra Australis, is Australia, her private corporation, set up on Norfolk Island, registering a company, private company, with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, housed in New York, down the road from the United Nations building. If you stuck your head out the 33rd floor of that building, look down the right-hand side, I think it is, you'll see the United Nations down there. And that big corporation's the same. So Commonwealth of Australia, or their Commonwealth of Australia, is just a subdivision company of the United Nations company, which really probably just belongs to the British Admiralty and is run by the City of London, which has always been the administrative part, or the Roman administrative 1 square mile over London since about 42 AD. It's been there for 2,000 years. Bossing all the Brits and everything around while they think that City of London is theirs. Nah, it's the Vatican's. And this act, now that it's finally cracked, they said it. I didn't say it. I didn't make this act up. They said it. This act is telling us in black and white that this country is Terra Australis. Or what they're really saying is that it is not Australia. I don't really know what this is really called, but so far it's Terra Australis. But in actual fact, Australia and or the Commonwealth of Australia is Norfolk Island. Now, there's one more little problem with this, and I'll touch it. It's on international humanitarian law, which is upheld by the Hague and the Vienna treaties and the conventions. And it says on that one, what's really happening with Australia is being administered, which is really by a foreign occupation. The foreign occupation is the British Admiralty from Norfolk Island. So while that British Admiralty, that foreign occupation, that company called Commonwealth of Australia, is on this land, and while you call yourself citizens of Australia or nationals of Australia or Commonwealth of Australia, what you're saying is that you have joined the occupying country of this land, Terra Australis. So now here's your international rights of occupying administrators. In other words, they're bound by international human rights law to do the right thing. So it says in here, occupation is deemed to be temporary and does not give the occupying power sovereignty. So that means the British Admiralty never had sovereignty here, never did have it, never could have it, and never will have it. And the British Sovereign Crown cannot be on this land. It cannot be here. Otherwise, they would be done for trying to take over this sovereignty that was already established on here, because Terra Australis was already occupied. It already had its sovereignty. So this goes on to say, it is important to remember that the United Nations Charter strictly prohibits the acquisition of territory by force. But here it goes, and it answers a question, a very important question. Who is the protected person in occupied territory? That's the question, and here's the answer. According to the international law, in occupied territory, everyone who is not a combatant is a protected civilian, except for nationals of whose authority you are under. And if you claim to be an Australian citizen, or if you claim to be a national of Australia, which is according to this act, which is Norfolk Island, then you are with the British Admiralty Occupation Force, and you have no rights on this country. And that's why this whole country has just been shut down. Because while one man returns back with the certificate of birth, this one here, and doesn't hold the state birth certificate, when one man returns, he returns as the national of Terra Australis, which puts the occupation force as the occupied territory, or as the occupation, or as the occupying enforcement, and then places that occupation under international law and restrictions. And once the occupation becomes noted or defined as the occupier, then they are bound by the Vienna Conventions, the international human rights, and they can't do jack shit. They can't even make profit from your lands. They can't take you or do anything with it if you are a national of Terra Australis. They are not even allowed on public lands unless it's for food or necessary items. It's exactly what's happening today. So this whole COVID thing, that doesn't make any sense. When you look at it in this light, it makes all the sense in the world that something has gone wrong with the British administration, and they've been caught out. They are the occupying force, and all their countries that we thought were their countries are really just occupying corporations registered with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, and they've been discovered as an occupation, an occupying force, which comes under international law, and international law is going to come down on them heavy and maybe charge them for all of the profit that they've made and all of the damages caused to people that have returned as the nationals of their true countries. I'm not sure with America what it's called, Canada, but these are the corporate names, like Australia, that is the official corporate name, but that is not the name or the geographical name for this country. And this country, geographically, in reality, is known as Terra Australis and not as Commonwealth of Australia or Australia. So that means that you've all been fooled and you've all been duped. Simple as that. And while you go out there claiming you're an Australian and claiming you're a Commonwealth of Australia, and those that claim that the British sovereign crown should be on this country, boy, are you going to be making a massive mistake in international law and under the Hague and the Vienna treaties, and you are the occupying force. And you have absolutely no human rights if you remain where you are. So you better go back into your private homes, and don't you come out on public lands of Terra Australis until you come back to being a national of this country, Terra Australis. Because you were born here, but while you claim you're born on those other places, that's where you're going to stay. And if you're so dependent on that foreign administrative company, if you're getting the pensions or need a job with them, or you've got a job with that government, then you are aiding and abetting that foreign force. And if you can't leave that, and if you're stuck there, well then you are the foreign occupier and you have no rights, and that's the way it's going to remain. And you will not have freedom of the public lands of Terra Australis until you leave that foreign private administrator and return to Terra Australis, which is your real, true, in reality, your true home. So that's probably what's going on, that I think may be what's causing this so-called COVID-19 problem. It's a military problem. And they've run into a spot of bother. and they'd want to sort it. And all you people that fell for this bullshit trick, I don't know how you're going to get out of it. But it's going to be difficult.